If the eclipses are transiting your second and eighth house axis, this is the axis of security and mystery. And essentially, it asks you to question the solidity of the material and of the stuff that you keep within your fuller walls. It's important to remember that stuff is an illusion. The only constant in life is change. And when you think about that, when you think about parting with your stuff and allowing change to part you with your stuff potentially, does that scare you? It's an interesting question to ask, because when we talk about stuff, we talk about material stuff, we talk about home, we talk about money. It's essentially things that make us feel secure. And the thought of being somehow separated or liberated by that, well, our human mind and our human conditioning can get very insecure about that. So if insecurity is what arises when you think about being separated from your material goods, it's important to examine the deeper questions about being an immaterial being in a material world. Now, of course, we live in a very 3D world that has responsibilities, that has us paying rent or mortgages and insurance or cars and all of the stuff that comes with being a responsible adult, right? So on a more practical, mundane way, it asks us, how is our money situation? How is our relationship with money? How much in debt are we and why? And is the thought of continuing to be in debt petrifying to us? And how do we liberate ourselves from us? So eclipses in the second to eighth house are really asking us to take a look at our sense of security and how that is manifested and permeated in different areas of our lives. Because the second and eighth houses of the zodiac have to do with money, it is important to remember that issues regarding money are going to come up with these eclipses. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to lose everything. It could actually manifest in you receiving an inheritance or somehow getting paid money that you were owed for a long time. But it has to do with money, and it has to do with the lessons that you learn, whether by releasing money or receiving large sums of money, and how you invest that, take care of that, and honor it and respect it. Remember, money is energy. And so it matters how we treat it. Our relationship to money matters because it will determine how much, again, we receive or release. So some key words for the second house are money, gifts, skills, resources that you have that can support you. With that said, that can, if you support yourself through a skill, through an art, through a teaching, through something that comes from you that you create, eclipses in those houses are going to really make you question, are you charging enough for your services? If not, why not? Okay. More key words for the second house are resources, where you derive your security from, and your ability to survive and feel safe in the world. Key words for the eighth house, your attitude towards transformation, psychological transparency and honesty, and other people's monies and resources. If you're having eclipses in these houses, I hope you find this helpful.